see what Belichick said today?
Oh, no, I haven't. I got to do a better job of staying up on all the latest news.
That would be great. You have cable, though, right?
Yeah, but I didn't turn the TV on before I came in this morning, so.
He just said that he thought Wes was trying to hurt Akeem Khalil,
essentially. You know, I've known Wes for a while now, and he's definitely not that kind of guy. You know, things happen in football, and, you know, sometimes people get hurt, but, you know, I don't believe that Wes would intentionally try to hurt anybody out there.
Does it bother you that opposing coach with the stature of Belichick would essentially call one of your teammates a dirty player, took a dirty shot as a
new
player?
The thoughts and feelings of opposing coaches definitely don't bother me. We'll worry about what's happening in this building.
Julius, how would you describe this team's mindset, the mood of the team a day later?
You know, just excited. A lot of hard work goes into to getting to this position. And, you know, some people think it starts in September, but for us it starts way back in April. And, you know, we put in a lot of extra time and we do so much and we focus and try to go out there and play so well as a team. And to know that you're one of the last two teams left in this tournament, it's a great feeling. So we're definitely excited.
Hey, Julius, what is Richard Sherman's reputation around the league?
I mean, he's an all-pro cornerback, first and foremost. He's done a great job ever since he's been in this league, and he likes to have a little bit of fun out there, you know. I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with it.
What's the key for guys like Demarius and whomever he's guarding to get open on a guy like that?
You know, I haven't had opportunity to study him on film yet, but he's not a all-pro corner for no reason, so he's definitely going to have a lot of talent and be good at certain things, so they're going to have to look at that and see what they need to do to make sure they're getting open.
Julius, are you expecting a pretty tough game against the Seattle secondary in general?
Well, it's the Super Bowl, so it's going to be tough. Nothing's going to come easy. I'm pretty sure you're going to see two teams playing as physical as possible. You know, this is for all the marbles, so I'm pretty sure it'll be a tough game all around.
Julius, how gratifying has this year been for you personally after the first 2 years you had in the Pro Bowl and not the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, it's extremely I just feel very blessed. It's great to be able to come out here and contribute. You know, the beginning of the season I said, you know, I just want to come out here and do what I can to put my team in a position to win. And, you know, I've been able to have success this year. I attribute a lot to that to, you know, our coaches, you know, Clancy, Gase, you know, they do a great job of putting me in good positions, helping me understand what we're doing going in each week. And then, you know, my teammates for, you know, being there and supporting me through everything I've had to go through in my career so far.
Julius, that fumble that Danny had in the Baltimore game, the interception, was obviously such a flashy play because it was on national TV. Can you talk about the way you feel like he handled that and, you know, how he's grown from that?
You know, he made a great play and then, you know, lost a little bit of focus, you know, and it happens. Danny's been doing a terrific job for us all season, and he learned from it. I mean, we all go out there and we have plays that we have to learn from. His was just highlighted because of the moment, but he's done a great job for us, and I'm pretty confident that he learned how he should handle himself going into the end zone.
Julius, one more question, guys.
Have you been surprised how difficult a cover you've been this year as you played? As it felt almost easy?
Nothing's easy. Definitely nothing's easy. Put a lot of time in and practice. But, you know, that's something that, you know, I want to pride myself on is being tough to cover. You know, there's so many difficult things we have to do out there, and we're going to get tough looks, and we're going to go up against tough defenders. But, you know, if I can make it a little bit easier on our team by making sure I get open or trying to get open as quick as possible, it's definitely something I'll continue to keep on trying to highlight.
Okay, thanks, Julius. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.